AI narrated audio generated from Sharemaestro market research. Full article. Seagate's active signal clashes with a 2-week reset and only 0.9x volume. Seagate remains far above its weekly trend line after a huge recovery run. But the latest 8.9% decline and fading pressure make confirmation the key issue for the next move. Research brief. Seagate Technology closed at $820.2 for the week ended 3 July 2026, down 8.9% on the week and 3.2% over 4 weeks, while still up 63.0% over 12 weeks and 452.9% over 52 weeks. The weekly trend signal remains active with a 57-week streak, but activity pressure and relative strength have cooled from recent peaks, and volume at 19.5 million shares was only 0.9x the 13-week average. The stock is still 50.4% above its trend line, yet sits 28.3% below its 52-week high, leaving a constructive but stressed recovery setup. Key points. 1. STX fell 8.9% in the latest week after a 15.9% decline the prior week, pulling the close to $820.2 from mid-June's $1,069 level. 2. The trend signal remains active, with price 50.4% above the $545.3 weekly trend line and all 52 weeks in the active trend window. 3. Volume did not confirm the latest move in either direction, with 19.5 million shares traded versus a 20.7 million 13-week average and a 20.0 million 52-week average. 4. Relative strength remains positive at 84.64, but it has fallen 30.2% over 4 weeks, while activity pressure is positive at 1.25, but down 16.7%. 5. Sector and industry context is mixed. Technology breadth is supportive, but STX ranked weekly for the latest week, and computer hardware relative strength breadth is only 38.2%. A strong recovery run meets sharper weekly selling. Seagate Technology's weekly chart is still defined by a deep recovery attempt, rather than a clean breakdown. The stock closed at $820.2, 50.4% above its $545.3 trend line, and 325.7% above Sharemaestro fair value at $192.7. That premium reflects heavy demand built through the prior advance, with 12-week, 26-week, and 52-week returns of 63.0%, 185.7%, and 452.9% respectively. The latest tape is less comfortable. STX lost 8.9% in the week ended 3 July after a 15.9% fall in the prior week, leaving it 28.3% below its $1,144 52-week high and in the lower part of recent sector performance. The share still sits at 67.8% of its 52-week range, so the larger trend has not been erased. But the high-water gap shows that sellers have created real overhead after June's peak. Signal state is positive, but urgency has cooled. The trend signal remains active, with a 57-week active streak and 100.0% trend breadth across the stock's own 52-week window. Market dynamics also stays constructive, with activity pressure at 1.25 and a positive expectancy reading of 69.05% for the next week setup state. The issue is not the presence of a signal, but the loss of acceleration around it. Activity pressure has slipped 16.7% over 4 weeks, while the relative strength reading has dropped 30.2% to 84.64. There is also no fresh activity pressure buy signal in the current state. That leaves the evidence mixed. The regime remains positive, but recent selling has reduced the quality of confirmation behind the recovery. Volume argues for caution on both the pullback and any rebound. Latest volume was 19.5 million shares, equal to 0.9x the 13-week average of 20.7 million, and roughly in line with the 52-week average of 20.0 million. That is not a capitulation-style washout, but it also does not provide the kind of participation that would confirm a decisive reset or renewed upside push. The contrast with recent weeks is important. The strongest participation came on large advance weeks, including 44.1 million shares on the 17.8% gain in late January and 33.6 million shares on the 24.0% gain in early May. The 31.2 million share week on the 15.9% decline into 26 June was a clearer distribution mark than the latest 19.5 million share fall. So the next high volume move matters for judging whether sellers remain in control or the decline is losing force. Technology breadth helps, but computer hardware is more selective. Sector conditions are still broadly supportive. In U.S. technology, 66.0% of names have active weekly trend signals, 75.0% show positive market dynamics, and 54.0% have positive relative strength. The sector's average 12-week return is 31.5%, well below STX's 63.0%. So Seagate still has medium-term outperformance on its side despite the latest weakness. The industry picture is narrower. In U.S. computer hardware, trend breadth is only 50.0%, and relative strength breadth is 38.2%, even as market dynamics breadth is high at 79.4%. STX ranked 30th of 34 industry constituents for the week, and 15th over 4 weeks, while ranking 8th over 12 weeks. That split captures the current setup: strong quarterly evidence, weak recent follow-through. Risk and watch next framing: risk has risen with the speed of the reversal. 13-week weekly volatility is 10.3%, above the 52-week baseline of 8.4%. And the stock has logged 15 downside weeks, against 37 upside weeks over the past year. The average positive week is 7.7%, against an average negative week of 6.3%. But the recent sequence includes sharp losses and three reversal markers in the smart money tape. The next test is whether STX can hold its active regime while rebuilding pressure. The trend line at 545.3 USD remains the key weekly regime reference. But given the current 50.4% cushion, nearer-term evidence will come from activity pressure, relative strength stabilization, and volume. A move with participation above 1.5x average volume would carry more information than another low-volume drift. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.